Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh my God. Okay, this is really funny. Right out of the chute. Sorry. Hi, everybody. Almost Friday. Okay, here we go. Mariah Carey tickets later, Metro Boomin' and Future, also Zendaya's new movie, and a lot of fun today. So I saw a thing, and I was worried about doing it because I didn't want to catch you off guard. It was, what is your particular freak flag? What is it that you do? What is it that you do that's different from other people?
Right.
Like, what makes you you that a lot of people might not know about? And I'm not kidding you. In the last 5 minutes leading up to the show, what did you just do?
I said, can I please do your astrology chart? And it's like, so weird.
No. And I'm like, get out of here. And she goes, well, I don't know how much you believe about that stuff. And I'm like, we had Gary Spivey on this show for 20 years, okay? There's something, you know, to it. And so literally the 5 minutes before we come up to doing the show, she's doing my chart because
exactly.
I'm a what?
I said, I bet you have Cancer in your astrology chart, which is a sign, not a
yeah,
medical.
No, we know what you meant.
And
but thank you for clarifying.
Of course. Yeah. I don't want to put that energy on you,
Chet. No, don't you put that evil
never.
On me, Ricky Bobby.
I would never. Great reference. So I did it 5 minutes and I was exactly right. But you have a good chart.
It's the most excited she's been since this show. This is our 12th show. This is our 12th show together. And this is the most excited she's been.
It's my love language.
Oh God, that's so funny. And then we determined, because I was joking around, and she said, she's asked me all these questions, and including, where were you born? And I told her, Seattle, Washington, Northwest Hospital, room 410. And she looked at me and I went, okay, that would not be out of the realm of possibility that I would know that it was room 410.
Yeah.
Not that I do. It's not, I don't think. But stuff like that will just pop up and people will be like, how do you know that? And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, but that'd be pretty incredible.
Like, I recall random facts that just, I don't know why I know them.
Well, it's because I've figured out now your moon is in Aquarius and you were born at 8:30 a.m.
Cancer rising somewhere.
Your rising sign is
Cancer. I also have the same birthday as Prince. So, yeah. Uh-huh.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
For the record, you know I believe in this stuff. I love this stuff. I'm not doing this. I'm not. If you've never tried meditating because you can't sit still that long, that's me.
Oh,
I meditate in different ways, but I'm not the sit in a quiet room because I'm like, I got better stuff I could be doing.
Yeah.
But I find my own ways to meditate and that kind of stuff, not to get too deep into it. But a team at Berkeley, they're smart people, published a study on a simple exercise that can make you happier. It only takes 20 seconds a day, but you have to make it a habit. Because, don't try it if you're driving, because you're supposed to have your eyes closed. And you need both hands, right? So right now, don't do this later. But you're supposed to give yourself a 20-second hug with intent.
I
know you love that. Why do you think we're doing this?
I'm hugging myself right now.
She's doing it right now. Close your eyes and think of a recent mistake, failure, or something that's been bothering you. Consider how thinking about it makes you feel. Adorable. Then bring one hand to your chest and the other hand to your stomach, like you're giving yourself a hug. Try to do it with the same warmth as if you were hugging somebody you loved. You can't get behind yourself, you pervert. Then think, how can I be a friend to myself in this moment? This is already taking too long for me. Then take a few seconds, and when you're ready, open your eyes and go on with your day. However, okay? Again, Berkeley, right?
Yeah.
People who did it for a full month felt less stressed about their life and happier in general. The key is doing it every single day. Doesn't do much if you don't do it a lot. But then again, if you're then you become the self-hugger and everybody's like, okay, sure, yeah, they're happy because they're nuts.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
It's a Lifesavers edition, not the candy, of good feeling stories of the day. Ooh, butter rum.
Bye. Oh,
sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah. 6-year-old girl in England. We hear a lot of these kind of stories. Fire breaks out, yada, yada, yada. This is next level. She's 6. Her name's Olivia. She's in England. She was outside playing this month, saw the roof of her home catch fire. She ran into the burning building. Little 6-year-old Olivia ran into the burning building to get her family out. A neighbor did not think that anybody was home. Tried to stop her. Olivia knew that her mom was asleep on the couch with her 2-year-old sister and her 1-year-old brother. The house was a total loss. Everyone made it out, thanks to Olivia. Wow, 6.
She's incredible. I don't know any 6-year-old that's that brave.
There's a GoFundMe to help them find a new place in case you're so inspired. A minor hockey league team in Cleveland, the Monsters, honored a fan named Andrew Podolak. I was just saying a minute ago, hockey people, the best people. Hockey fans, the best people. Hockey in general, the best. Andrew Podolak was honored by the Cleveland Monsters this weekend for saving a kid from a stray puck last Thursday. Puck came into the stands, and they tell you, keep your eyes open, and they got nets and everything, but still, every once in a while, puck was headed straight for a 4-year-old kid who was sitting right next to Andrew. Andrew didn't know him or the kid's mom. Reached out, blocked the puck. Saved the kid's life.
He's literally saved the kid's life.
Probably. Most likely.
Uh-huh.
By the way, I'll bet that stung a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'll bet that hurt. The team invited all 3 of them back for their next game on Saturday. They got to go down on the ice and drop the ceremonial first puck.
Totally deserved.
Yeah, really cool. And I'm not kidding you. And now I'm talking to you, VGK fans. You are the best people. All because hockey people, the best people.
Now it makes sense why you say that.
Isn't that really all of us, too? Isn't that really all of us? And those are your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, God, it's almost Taylor Swift Day.
Yay!
Just to remember.
Yay!
Was that legit, or was that?
There's a little bit of sarcasm there, but not because she's not amazing.
No, it's so Tortured Poets Department drops tonight at midnight. We will be playing it in its entirety when it drops, commercial free, about 9 o'clock tonight. So we get off easy. They got to wait till midnight back east. But here we get off 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because they really don't care about you in the West. Have you ever noticed that? The world really does revolve around everything, you know, like Chicago East. And the world revolves around it. They could care less about us.
Not something I thought about ever until this moment, and you're right.
What's funny is we have a listener that is in the Eastern Time. The reason why I bring it up, we have a listener in the Eastern Time Zone that has reached out for an emergency relationship rehab. Now,
emergency.
No, it has to be done today because otherwise it's not relevant. Oh. They were like, we need a ruling. And I was like, oh, this is relationship rehab. I will tell you right up front. Well, both my parents kind of ruled my household with an iron fist. Okay. And it was a different time.
Right.
Yeah, it just was. It was a different time. My feelings had nothing to do with it.
Yeah. Yeah, mine either.
Listen, I was provided with food, shelter, and clothing. That should be enough. I turned out all right. That's what people of my generation all say. Well, I turned out all right. Did we?
Yeah. You know? Yeah. My generation ended up in therapy, so we're working through it.
Right. Which that was therapy.
What's that?
Well, therapy. No. Oh, you mean weakness? No, I'm just kidding. Joking. It's all
emotions.
Jokes.
Yuck.
It's all jokes. It's all jokes. So, Tortured Poets Department drops tonight. We have an associated relationship rehab. The long and the short of it is her daughter wants to skip school because they're good. And she wants to stay up and have a sleepover on a school night on Thursday night.
Oh.
They want to have a sleepover to have a listening party. And she's like, it doesn't matter. I'm going to do it anyway, and you can't stop me.
Oh, what?
No, give it an hour.
Okay.
We'll get there in a minute. There's also a single that has, now there's plenty of speculation as to what that single is going to be, but there's nothing confirmed and will not be confirmed until possibly, not until tomorrow morning.
Okay.
But we'll do that as an Odyssey World premiere on this show. Now, here's where this gets fun. This just came down moments ago. We're teaming up with Taylor's people and Target, okay, Target, to give away a special limited edition clear vinyl. Now let me give you the whole. The new album from Taylor Swift, The Tortured Poets Department, on Phantom clear vinyl, only at Target, and on this show for free.
Thank you.
Now you got to pay if you go there. With never before seen photos, replicas of handwritten lyrics, and 16 tracks, plus the bonus track, the manuscript.
Oh, that's cool.
So, we're going to make one of those available in the Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, this is big. And then there's something else we can't talk about apparently until Monday. And I wish they would quit reminding us of it because they go, we're going to tell you about this.
God.
Don't say anything till Monday. And I'm like, do you know me? Stop telling me about it now because I am bound to just blurt it out.
I'm the same way. If you tell me not to say something, oh God, I want to say it so bad. You won't.
Get your passport ready.
Fair enough.
I'll take the heat for that. Get your passport ready.
Oh.
Okay, I'll say that.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
It's so funny. This was going to be a relationship rehab today, but I spent time with a friend yesterday who is a serial. He gets serially friend-zoned.
Oh, I hate that for him.
He hangs out. He works nights. And he doesn't work here. He lives in another city where, you know, they have 2 o'clock bar time. So he works late. He works for television news.
Oh, okay.
And so he gets off at like midnight. So what's open? Bar.
Right.
Goes to the bar for a couple hours. But that's his, and that's kind of his friendship circle. And so he ends up meeting and befriending bartenders with the hopes, or servers, with the hopes of it being romantic. But he's perpetually being friend-zoned. I mean, like, constantly.
And he's not reading into, he's not getting it? Like, does he know he's being friend-zoned with the ability to?
I think he's hoping, but okay.
Okay.
As Adrian smirks from the...
Look at that face.
As Adrian smirks from the adjoining studio. Yes, sir.
No, I just, you know, you gotta, man, you gotta close it, bro. You gotta keep shooting and you gotta close this out. That's all I'm saying.
So I told him.
Get your funny up.
Yeah. Oh.
Trust me. You gotta do something.
Humor is the best. Oh. Good. Yes.
For those that don't know how I look like, as a bigger guy, you know what I'm saying? You gotta think outside the box.
Well, you can follow him at Heavyweight Radio.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And when he first came here, I was like, what do we call you? And he goes, well, everywhere else they've called me Heavyweight. And I go, I'm not doing that.
Thank you.
BS. I'm not doing that.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Adrian, you're a good looking dude.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, you got Riz and all of that.
The Riz.
And that's what I'm saying.
Oh, that's what we
that's,
should call
That's
it.
Where the Riz comes from. That's you have to be funny.
Listen, can I say
did
as
you
a
hear
woman?
What I said? That's what we should call him.
The Riz.
Yeah. It's not going to stick, but we should.
Maybe. I'll try to make it stick.
Nah,
that's good.
Adrian. We've already started, Adrian. I'm sorry I brought it up. No, my buddy, same story. He's four something down from 550. And he's same deal. Smart, charismatic, good-looking guy, and he just finds himself in the friend zone. And we spent a long time yesterday telling these stories.
Yeah, but as a woman, can I just say humor is number one? Like, if you're a funny dude, it's the number one thing.
That's great. How does that get you out of the friend zone? This is what I'm saying. And he keeps hanging out in the friend zone thinking it's going to develop, and it never does. There's
right.
something there. There's something there. What I told him is I would turn this into a bit. I straight up told him. I go, I'm going to talk about this on the radio. Uh-huh. And you need to know I'm going to get 100 phone calls from all the women, every single girl uh-huh. that goes, yeah, my boyfriend and I, he was in the friend zone. And then eventually one day something just clicked. Tequila. And, you know... And, you know, and then we, you know, then we became a thing and whatever. Those will be the 100 times that it actually worked. And it's going to sound like everybody's doing it. And ain't nobody, it just doesn't. It doesn't. It's like hitting the lottery.
Okay. I hear this.
It is. It's like hitting the lottery. And you can argue with me all you want. Friend zone is friend zone. And rarely do you escape. So you either got it, you got to figure it out right away. And he goes, well, I'm having a good time. And I go, really? How good a time are you having?
You know,
like, is it that good? Well, and he likes hanging out with them and they're good looking girls and all this kind of stuff. So it makes him feel.
And they give him attention. Make him feel like a cool guy.
Yeah. Up until the point where he's like, where they go, yeah, let's go on a trip. And you show up and there's two queens, you know, no king. Two queens. And it's like,
oh, poor guy.
Yeah, but, and the reason why we would get all those calls about how, oh no, he was in the friend zone and then it turned romantic. Again, tequila, weed, whatever. Coachella, whatever. Whatever it is, because it's the same thing. Because let me ask you this, Michaela Gordon. Do you know how you know somebody does CrossFit?
How?
Because they'll tell you. And it's the same way. So... in any event, my buddy, we'll keep tracking.
Poor guy.
We'll keep tracking the situation here. The Chet Buchanan Show.
Good.
I just told him, I said, because he was like, I just want to find somebody that I can love. I don't even care if she has kids, you know, and all that. He's a good dude. He's got a funky schedule, but he's a good dude. And again, ladies, I'm sorry, he doesn't live here in Vegas, but,
Yeah, but if he's a good dude, we should be able to find him love. Can we find him the love? Is that what you're saying?
I don't have that kind of time or energy. you hear the music playing. We got to get to Kayla's. Sorry. I'm going to do that one more time.
Listen, our names are very similar. It's not a problem.
But Kayla's hometown throwdown, Brittany from Centennial Hills is our reigning champion. She won Mariah Carey yesterday, right?
Yes.
Right? She won Mariah. Adrian. Right?
No, Brittany
won Future yesterday.
Yes.
Mariah Carey's on the table for her today.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it is. And then, you don't have to answer them right away. You can hang with us for a second. Look at that, Adrian's already, you guys haven't even started calling yet.
Yeah, he's on it though.
He's answering the phones. No, I don't want to talk to you now.
Yeah, it's done.
So we've got Future and Metro Boomin tickets on the line. If you defeat
if you defeat Britney, you could have Mariah Carey tickets if you want them, or you can have the clear vinyl of Taylor Swift, the Tortured Poets Department. You can't have it today. Okay, just so you know, you're unable to get it today, lest you believe that you could just run down here to the radio station and pick yours up. In fact, I'm just going to be clear. Yeah, you'll get a verification email next week. So there's, yeah. And then they'll tell you, no, this is something different.
It sounds...
Never mind. I was trying to be thorough and they were not. I'm trying to be thorough with people who are not thorough right at the moment.
Great.
But in any event, you can have the clear vinyl for free.
Three, two, one, let's go. The Chet Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again for the exciting new game show that's sweeping the nation. It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Our champion returning, going for her second win in a row, and even more prizes. Is our buddy Brittany. How do you say your last name, Brittany?
Filotti.
Filotti. I thought so. That's what I was going with. Brittany Filotti from Centennial Hills. Are you so excited to defend your championship and the honor of all of those in Centennial Hills today?
I am nervous, but excited.
Why? You were so good yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Once you pulled it together.
No. Yeah, you came out swinging. Gosh.
Well,
I know, but you guys made me so nervous in the beginning.
Oh, don't you pin this on me.
Come on, Filotti the hottie. You got it, girl.
Oh, my gosh.
That'll warm you up.
Appreciate it.
Filotti the hottie.
Yeah.
That's your new name. Filotti the hottie. Yeah. That's high school, right? Yeah?
High school?
Yeah, that's what they called you in high school?
No. In high school, nobody knew me.
They're about to know you.
Well, yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Is this your maiden name? What's your social security number and your birthday? Please give me all the information. I want all the information. All right. Hang on one second.
No problem.
Your challenger today. Mountain's Edge has entered the chat. Ooh. Hello, Heather Springman.
Hello.
So I don't know if you know how this works. You buzz in by saying your name. So Heather, will you check your buzzer?
Heather.
Very nicely done. And Filotti the hottie, will you push your buzzer, please?
I'm going to say Brittany. It's shorter.
Yeah, it's much easier. It's much more convenient. First one to three wins. However, here's the deal. If neither of you answer the question in, three, when it's obvious that you guys are like going, we'll hit the buzzer. I get a chance to answer. If I am the first to three, neither of you get anything, and you've got to go away.
Oh, no.
But yeah.
Yeah, but you girls got it.
But otherwise, we'll probably give you both something, just because we're good like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so hang on. Let me get my game straight over here. There's the game. No, that's too much. Yeah, I want that one. Yeah, this
nice.
Is the music. That's
okay,
the music
good.
I want.
I'm feeling
All right.
good.
Michaela, question number one.
All right, one of Las Vegas' favorite made the Times 100 most influential people.
You better get this one.
What is their name?
Okay, when I first saw the tie, because I was like, ooh, I should pay attention to this. This is something relevant for the show.
Yeah.
And then I went, bleh, what do I care about the Time 100 list?
Yeah.
Yuck, who cares? And then I saw on the list...
One of our own.
Oh my God. From your back to back world champion Las Vegas Aces, number 22, Asia Wilson. Can you believe it? Asia Wilson made
Amazing.
The Time 100.
I can't believe it.
And it makes a lot of sense.
Totally.
It makes a lot of sense. That's really cool. And okay, I have one. Heather and Filotti the Hottie. Have zero.
Okay, great. Here we go. Which singer released the 2021 album Sour with her single Driver's License?
Brittany.
Olivia Rodrigo.
Yes.
Olivia Rodrigo. Nicely done. One for Brittany, one for me. Heather, you ready to play now?
I'm ready.
Okay, good.
Okay, in the 2023 film about the Barbie doll, who plays the role of Barbie?
Brittany.
Brittany.
Margot Robbie.
Hey.
Yeah, she's up to zip. Oh, boy.
Okay.
Hey, Heather, now just know that yesterday Brittany was down 2-0, and then all of a sudden I think she got mad. And then, and then all of us just came storming back.
Uh-huh.
So, Brittany with 2, me with 1, Heather's still waiting.
Okay, As If is a line made famous by what 1995 Alicia Silverstone movie?
Heather.
It's easy to, Heather got in first. Heather, what's the answer?
Clueless.
Clueless.
Yes.
Yes. Nicely
okay,
done.
Good.
All right, Brittany 2, Heather 1, me 1, go.
Okay, which Real Housewives of New Jersey star spent 11 months in prison for fraud? She also flipped a table.
Mm-hmm. Teresa Judas.
Yes.
Yes. One, oh, two for,
all right, Chet, you're pretty good at this game.
I just saw a thing. They wanted to have Christina Applegate be on Real Housewives. Like she's friends with one of the producers or whatever.
Yeah.
They really want to. And why are you making face?
Because I feel like she would never do that.
No, she would totally do it.
Really?
She just really didn't want to. okay. Because she was like, I'm too boring. And her friend, the producer, was like, yeah, whoever thought that was a good idea doesn't know her at all.
Yeah, I feel
on the outside it seems like she'd be fun and crazy and whatever, but no, she's boring.
Yeah.
So
I could see that.
Okay, 2 for me, 2 for Brittany. Heather, you know, making a move. She's got 1. This could decide it right here.
Okay. Who was the first winner of American Idol?
Oh good God. Really, you
no
guys?
No way.
Brittany?
Heather.
We'll let Brittany have a shot.
I'm not sure, but I'm just going to say Kelly Clarkson.
Is it Kelly Clarkson for the win? Yes!
Yes!
Yes! Yes!
Way to go, Bilotti the Hottie.
And Brittany, you were worried about this. Are she our first two-time winner?
Yes, she is.
Our first two-time winner.
All right.
Bilotti the Hottie from Centennial Hills. Okay, so you've already got the future tickets,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Do you want Mariah Carey tickets? Do you want the Taylor Swift clear vinyl?
The Mariah tickets.
We'll give you Mariah tickets. Heather. And I can't keep any of this straight. Heather, would you like future tickets or the Taylor Swift clear vinyl? Just because we like it and we're glad we're glad that you played. Yeah.
The Taylor Swift.
Okay, good.
Cool.
Good, good, good. All right, we're going to put everybody on hold. You guys all talk to Adrian. So Brittany will be back to try and get her 3rd win in a row.
Oh, that's exciting.
And then, and even more prizes when we play Michaela's Hometown Throwdown again tomorrow morning, only on the Chet Buchanan Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the 3rd date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that 3rd date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
TMZ, is it? What did you say was on TMZ?
TMZ is reporting that the new Taylor Swift album has been leaked, and they're hearing lyrics about Matt Healy. And I...
Oh, yeah.
Remember when they dated for 4.5 seconds and then it ended?
Yeah, and we were all kind of going... Ooh.
What happened?
Well, and look at Taylor's freaky side. You know what I mean? Because it was so not... You know what I mean? Joe Alwyn and Tom...
Totally.
Wasn't she with Tom Hiddleston for a minute?
Yeah, she was.
Because we had a drop of him going, pudding and coffee. And it was like, we see what he's all about.
Yeah. Well, we knew she was going to write a song about somebody. That wasn't surprising.
Oh, good Lord.
Can't imagine what she's saying about Matt Healy.
Well, I'm going to stick to the company line here. Taylor Swift album drops midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific. I'm not trying to put, and we'll play it in its entirety here, right when it comes out. And then... Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff going on.
So exciting, though.
We have a... Here, let me just read the official thing. A new album from Taylor Swift, the Tortured Poets Department, on Phantom Clear Vinyl. Okay, that's special, right? For everybody else, available only at Target. For you, you get yours for free from us.
Yeah.
Okay? With never-before-seen photos. They're $50 at Target. $45, but whatever, with tax and whatever. And you got to drive down there. Jeez, the price of gas.
And all the other things you add in your Target cart.
Oh, and your time is valuable. Yeah, right? And like you're just going to walk out of there with the Taylor.
Never.
It's going to cost you $400. By the time you're done. Okay, $375 if you do self-checkout. You know what I'm saying. Just kidding. No one does that.
Never.
None of our listeners.
No.
No one we know.
Uh-uh.
Or staff. Just being honest.
Never before seen photos, replicas of handwritten lyrics, and 16 tracks, plus the bonus track, the manuscript, and the newly leaked track. F you, Matt Healy. No, I don't know if that's
exactly.
Right. I'm sure it's something a little more subtle than that. So now, a friend of ours, who, God bless you listening on the Odyssey app. We love it when you do that. Thank you. So their East Coast and the Taylor Swift album officially will drop at midnight. 9 p.m. us, okay? But they have since moved from Vegas to South Carolina. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
My 12-year-old daughter is a huge fan of Taylor Swift. And has been talking about this new album nonstop since they announced it. Now my daughter has asked if she can stay home from school tomorrow. Again, sorry if I'm putting ideas in anybody's kid's head. She's asking if she can stay home from school tomorrow to listen to the album. She intends on being awake tonight at midnight to access the album. And plans to listen to it nonstop for at least 12 hours. Of course she does. Two of her other friends plan on doing the same. Their parents are both letting them stay home to do this. And of course, my daughter wants to as well. I would take a beating for even bringing it up. What are you, an idiot? Perhaps that's why my self-talk is the way it is. My daughter's a good student. Oh, wait. No, my daughter. Hang on. For the record, I was embellishing. But the second part of this is great. My daughter is a decent student. I was upgrading to good. That's on me. Sorry.
She's decent.
Just stick to the email, kid. My daughter is a decent student, but she is far from getting straight A's. I was worried this would be an issue. And I'd even thought about taking away all of her devices. knowing no matter what, she would be up listening to Taylor Swift tonight at midnight. Valid point.
Okay, fair.
Valid point.
Yeah.
So I can either be tough and the unpopular mom who values the opportunity of my daughter's education every day, or I can realize, or I can recognize that this fight is futile.
Good word, though.
Okay. It's futile. Resistance is futile. And let my daughter stay home. By the way, my daughter will also be home alone tomorrow if I allow this. What would you do? Okay, for the record, I'm the wrong guy to ask. I'm the wrong guy to ask. You're the right girl to ask?
I think
so. Are you the right guy or the wrong guy?
I'm the right guy to ask. The right parent to ask.
Sorry. Okay, we just should go.
Oh, well, we've been told.
All right.
Good flex, dude. Nice. Nice. 702-364-9898 for the Taylor Swift lover in your life. Tortured Poets Department on Phantom Clear Vinyl. Only at Target. With never-before-seen photos, replicas of handwritten lyrics. You've heard this bit. 16 tracks plus the bonus track, Matt Hart. What's his name?
Matt Healy.
Sucks. I don't think that's the name of it. There's also a song on there called The Manuscript. But yeah, 702-364-9898. What would you do?
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, Joe on X, did I not try to warn the people that this was going to be a problem, Michaela? Focus.
You did tell me that.
Her phone's blowing up. So relationship rehab, everything else. Your phone is going to blow up. You got to turn it over.
I'm going to. Let me do it.
Yeah, because you got to.
Well,
this is the priority.
This question got but so many people.
This is the priority.
You're right. I'm right
gotta
back.
Stay, you got to stay
I am.
Here.
Gotta Guys, stay please here stop texting us. Me. I'm not looking
or
at
Or just phone. Turn your phone over. Okay. So, Joe, did I not warn you? On X, Joe. Thanks, Jeff Buchanan and 98.5 KLUC. For implanting in my daughter's head on our drive to school just now that she should stay home from school tomorrow so she could listen to Taylor Swift. Did I not warn the people?
You gave a warning.
I thought so.
You gave a good warning.
I thought I did.
Yeah, but they're upset now.
Okay, so I said I'm the wrong guy to ask. No. I mean, hang on. Let's get to Jackie.
Okay.
Let's give Jackie a shot at this first. Jackie Orozco. Who knows what part
hey
of town? She knows where she's from. Where are you from, Jackie?
Norrtown, hey!
You're the best. Okay, so are you, the long and the short of it is, she moved from Las Vegas to South Carolina. So yes, the Taylor Swift album officially, even though we're hearing it's leaked, who had 8:10? It's 8:14 now, and so what was this, 4 or 5 minutes ago? Who had like 8:07 in the pool of when it would get leaked?
Uh-huh.
Not bad.
Yeah.
I thought it might make it until like 10 or 11, but no. 8 o'clock.
Eight.
So there on the East Coast, it drops officially tonight at midnight. Her daughter wants to stay up and then listen to the album for 12 hours straight and not go to school. Jackie, I think you are well aware that I'm a hell no on. But what say you?
I'm a hell yeah, because I love Taylor Swift, and I mean, as long as the absences aren't terrible at school, go for it.
I knew I could be swayed.
Let her stay home.
I knew I could be swayed, Michaela.
Oh, it's a heck yes, honey. Yeah, she's one chance to listen to Taylor Swift for 12 hours. She'll remember it for the rest of her life. Let her stay home.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
Man.
Totally.
Man. Adrian, the only parent here, Jackie. Ooh, I don't know if you heard. Adrian's the only parent on the panel.
Well, first off, our text line says, no, absolutely not, just for an album. That's ridiculous. My opinion, though, absolutely stay home. Enjoy the moment with your friends. Make memories, bro.
Totally.
You know what? I've said this before. The best moment that I ever had with my mother as a child, because we were good friends later on as adults.
Yeah.
And there was one night with a blender and some margaritas that I really enjoyed. Huh. but she, one day she just came to me I got up for school. She's sitting at the kitchen table having coffee. And I knew it was her day off, and so it was a little weird that she was up. And she goes, "Hey, you can go back to bed if you want." I'm like, "Why? What happened? Like, what, you know, this is like maybe fifth grade." And she goes, "I'm going to run errands today. You're going to run errands with me." And we went to McDonald's, which we never did, you know, like we never did that. So I'm with you on this one. If she's not, you know, if you haven't reached the "I hate you" stage.
Yeah.
You know, I think.
Even maybe, if you have.
Yeah, this is the way to win him back.
Exactly.
Let her stay home. I thought that way about Spice Girls, too. When Spice Girls came out, I got to stay home. It's a memory I've never, ever forgotten.
Really?
Yeah, seriously. And I came from a strict house, too. I got to stay home. And it was the coolest moment of my life. Keep them home.
Yeah, I don't hate it.
Yeah.
The more, boy, I was steadfast. No way this sucks. Go
Jackie
to school.
Jackie swayed ya.
You go to school. Get your education. But you're right. It's a one-time thing. You know, how many times do we pull kids out to go to Disneyland or going on vacation?
Exactly.
Totally.
Boy, I got to be honest. Yeah, what does she say? Oh, my God, she's 12. Yeah, this is a national holiday
it's
for 12-year-olds.
It's a moment.
Sorry. Oh, man, am I ruining? You can practically feel the energy getting sucked out of the room by all the parents that are turning the station right now to somebody else because we've said that.
Totally. But I'm not a parent, but I was a kid and I remember it like it was yesterday.
It's like we gave away the ending to Breaking Bad or, you know, or whatever. What was the last big show that we gave? Man, it's like, yeah. All right. Well, and how old's your daughter, Jackie?
She is 10.
Oh.
Aww.
Are you kidding? Well, okay.
She went to the Taylor Swift concert with me, and if she didn't have such bad, like, asthma and had already missed school, I would totally let her stay up and listen to the whole thing, but she has to go to school.
Wait, so you're telling us everybody else's kids it's okay, but your kids go to school? Is that what I'm hearing?
Like, if she didn't have this many absences, I would totally let her stay.
What's one more?
Wow. Yeah, hold up now.
You're right.
I thought I was the only one flip-flopping like a fish right now. That's fantastic. All right. So you and you should, after we confirm your information with Adrian, you should call your daughter and let her know that you've got the new album from Taylor Swift on clear.
Oh, she's going to die. We were trying, like, the first little go-around. She was helping me dial with her phone. And she was like caller 13, and then she had to get out of the car to go to school.
Oh, my God.
So you know the deal. The Tortured Poets Department on Phantom Clear Vinyl, only at Target, with never for $50 almost.
Yes.
With never before seen photos, replicas of handwritten lyrics, and 16 tracks, plus the bonus track, I Hate Matt. What's his name? Matt Healy.
Matt Healy.
Matt Healy.
Matt Healy.
I Hate Matt. I'm just going to go with that. I Hate Matt. We don't know. It's actually the bonus track, The Manuscript, subtitled.
Yes.
Matt Healy is a goober. All right, hang on 1 second.
KLUCFM at HD1, Las Vegas. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Oh, my God.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Try this in every morning.
Get here every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Chet Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC. Always live. Free Odyssey app.
If we're judging by the phone lines, apparently this topic is not over. Shireen and Ashley, hang on. I believe they are presenting a dissenting opinion.
Hey. The Chet Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Oh, no. Ashley's on the team. By the way, so I think it's a little easier for us. With because we get the Taylor album at 9.
Totally.
You know what I mean? So, okay. We'll stay up till 10:30. I am so sorry for all the parents that are like, I'm not doing that. And I'm not making it easier. I get it. And I apologize for that.
Right.
Don't be mad at Michaela.
I said I'm sorry.
Don't be mad at Adrian.
Did I say I'm sorry?
You don't need to. This is all on me.
Thank you.
I'll take this one. I'll wear this one. I'm not making it easier. And for the record, my initial instinct is, no, go to school, you little brat. What are you doing? Do you realize how dumb you are? Go to school. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
No, you're doing great. You're so pretty and you're so smart. But you should go to school.
Yeah, I like how you said that.
That's how I feel. But I get it. I've been swayed. This is big. Well, you know what? Shame on the record company for not releasing on Friday.
You know what? Let's blame the record company. That's actually a really good point.
Part of it. And by the way, Taylor swings a big enough hammer. You can't tell them.
Use your influence.
Friday at 5? You know, or whatever.
Totally.
Because does it matter anymore? It used to matter. Used to matter because then airplay and, you know, getting radio stations to play it and running to the record store and getting it over the weekend and you'd have time, you know, for the word to get out. But now, does it really matter Thursday night at midnight release?
I think it just creates a memory is what I'm after.
You know that, but you know this world. Does it really matter from the business part?
No, not at all. Not from a business.
I don't think so. So no. What are they doing?
Causing wreak and havoc among parents who've got small children.
But I mean, legitimately, what are they doing? Nothing.
Nothing.
It doesn't matter. So anyway, tonight at midnight on the East Coast, 9 p.m. for us. So why not? Okay, great. Stay up for a little bit. Now go to bed. Okay. You listen through to it once. Okay. Go to bed. It'll be here tomorrow when you get home.
That's right.
You know, it's fine. You can listen to it while you're getting married, while you're getting ready. Whoa. Where did that come from?
Married?
No, I need a vacation. It's coming.
Yeah. My sister wrote in. My niece has to stay in school. That's what she said.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Ashley, you're on the side of letting them stay home.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not even a Taylor Swift fan, and it sounds like not a great idea. But my greatest memory with my mom when I was a kid growing up was I woke up on like a Thursday afternoon. We had moved to Florida, and she's all, "Yeah, we're not going to school today. We're going to Disney World."
The greatest.
Took me and my brother to Disney World, and granted, Disney World blew. It Disneyland was better because I was a little older. But it was still a great memory of, dang, my mom just let us miss school and do something like that out of nowhere.
No, agreed. You know? It's really...
But we had good grades. So, I mean, if the girl's got good grades, why not?
She's a decent student.
Yeah, she's not...
she's just decent.
A decent student. But she is far from getting straight A's, it says here.
Yeah, it's the memory.
Yeah. Shireen, tell us why we're all crazy.
My answer was absolutely not. But, you know, after they have the fun of something is the anticipation of it, you know, waiting for the time to come where you can, you know, finally listen to the album. And I don't see what difference it'll make if she listens to it at 9 or 9 p.m. or 9 a.m. the next morning.
Yeah, or in this case, midnight.
You know, yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, I can go on. This whole internet business and streaming, it's just like people have no patience for anything these days.
Yeah, you know, listen, as an aunt, I totally agree. I feel like I have so much to say.
Put a flex in there.
As an aunt.
Whenever you say that, whenever you start that way, as a blah, 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 wherever you're putting your title in, you're not exactly sure.
I'm also flexing.
Yeah, you're not exactly sure of your BS argument that you're about to make, but you wanted to make it look, you want to make it look good.
My niece is listening. I want her to hear me.
As an aunt, let me tell you, this gives me some sort of credibility.
Totally.
I'm so sorry. Please continue.
Again, it's the memory for me. It's you could listen to it at 9. The anticipation is great. Yeah. But it's this memory that we are creating that they'll remember 20 years from now.
Yeah, you made your point.
Can I say it one more time?
Sure. Sure. Shireen, what do you say to that? Because that's the point. That's pretty much the point that the other side makes.
I don't know. I feel like you should make memories in a better way.
That would also be my mother's answer. My mother's answer would have been, okay,
you but by yourself, isn't that unlawful?
I'm sorry, what now?
You, I don't know, state laws, you can't leave a child home by themselves.
That's ridiculous. Well, no, not for a week. But you know, not for you can't chain them to the couch with a bowl of food and just leave and a bottle of water and just take off. You know, no, you're not supposed to. Do you, honest to God, do you know from first grade? I don't think my mother, except on her days off, I got myself up for school every single day.
Did you?
And came home.
Wow.
Came home to an empty house. Every single day.
Yeah, that's...
Never once did I...
And you're
once...
an only child. It wasn't like there was a sibling there to help babysit you.
This explains a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Just explains a lot about me.
I'm hearing this.
All of these little...
This took a turn.
All these little bumps and bruises, right? No, but what's funny about that too, Shireen, just to put a bow on this, that would have also been... My mother's response to... Well, you're making a memory. My mom would have been, make a different memory.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, I can tell already I'm going to love when I'm able to spring this on Michaela. Because even though we have a schedule, we talk about stuff every once in a while. Michaela's funny like this where she's like, there's an element of, la la la, I'm having a really good time. And so I know that you know, but you don't know. You know what it's time for?
What?
Fill in the blanks.
Oh, I love this game. It's better I don't know anything with this game. Then you get a genuine reaction.
All right. It's there's a guy in...
Kuwait?
Canada.
What? Why would I say that?
Kuwait.
Why would I say that?
I know.
I...
That's beautiful.
Wow.
No, there's a guy in Canada. His name's Justin Rabicki, and he's being harassed by endless deliveries of...
Lobsters.
Pizza. I know, right? What's the problem?
Yeah.
I don't understand. Okay. It's been happening for the last...
Week.
6 months.
Ooh.
But he's unable to get it to stop. At first, they were coming from a place called...
Barbershop.
A pizza place.
I know, clearly.
Barbershop pizza, I'm sure, is fantastic.
Totally, you get a haircut and a pizza.
No, there's a place in Canada called Pizza 73. The cool part about it is they have them across the country, and their phone numbers all end in 73.
Love
that. That's why they're Pizza 73. their orders are not only using his address, but also his email and his phone number. They're not being charged... to his credit card, but the delivery drivers do get upset when he says he didn't make the order and sends the pizzas back because they're not getting their money, right?
Right.
Now...
Who sends pizza back?
After a while. Like if it's happening every day for the last 6 months.
True.
It's like, what's happening? He did report the pizza deliveries to...
The police,
of course, from the start, because he was spooked by how the scammer was using...
His credit card.
Yeah, his personal information in the orders. He thought that maybe he had been...
Tapped.
Hacked. Back. Yeah, hacked.
That was the word. I know.
Hacked. Tapped. Hacked. Whatever. That's sure. The police told him to go ahead and...
Cancel his credit cards.
Change his number. So he did... That didn't stop the deliveries. So they didn't just go to his home. They also started showing up.
Work.
At his work. Yes, at his work. So he called.
The police. His
boss.
No,
Pizza 73.
Save it. There it goes.
I love that you're playing this like the lightning round of a game show. Like, we only have so much time to get it all in.
I have an internal race.
Which, by the way, now I've thought maybe about putting this on the clock just to make it that much better. He called Pizza 73 and told them not to accept any more orders under his name. So the scammer switched to...
His wife.
Domino's. If that sounds like dedication, it is. The scammer is also using technology to manipulate the phone number to make it look like Justin is making the call. He has no idea who would do this. He says it can't be a disgruntled ex because...
He doesn't have one.
Right? He's never dated anybody.
Oh.
This poor guy, Justin. Oh. He says either somebody hates...
Him.
Well, the pizza places.
Oh.
Or they're getting revenge on me or something. I have no clue. It sounds like there have been about how many orders?
600.
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't.
Over the past 6 months, involving more than $1,000 worth of pizza.
Oh,
I should have had you fill in that blank.
Okay,
sorry,
okay.
I blew it. I blew the game.
Way to
sorry.
Go.
Justin says he hopes it's not going to waste and that they're going to give it to
homeless people.
Yeah, people in need.
Yes.
The police are investigating. And since Justin still doesn't know why or how he's being targeted, he's ramping up the blank on his blank.
Case on his credit card.
Security on his computer.
Right, I said that's that. Right. That's what I meant.
And that is fill in the blanks. Hey! Wow.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Did you guys ever pull a senior prank when you were in school?
No, I went on American Idol.
And no one believed you.
No.
They're like, oh, she's just, oh my God, it's too far. What's Fox 5 doing at Cimarron Memorial High School? This is what a, she thinks we're going to fall for this.
Yeah, that was the prank, the whole prank.
It's really funny.
I was dedicated.
No, sorry, no time for pranks. I was Carrie Underwood's roommate. Awesome. That's awesome. Well, don't try this one. We actually did two. The class, two before mine, did the greatest thing that ever. They picked up a buddy's Dodge Charger, turned it sideways to get it into the courtyard, and nobody could get it out. Until they came and turned it sideways again and took it out. Yeah, it was amazing.
That took a lot of manpower.
We also did the old tried and true. It never fails. We were also a farming community, so this, you know, it made a lot of sense. We took three sheep, numbered them 1, 2, and 4, and turned them loose in the hallways. And yeah, it took them a while.
And the sheep just ran wild?
Well, but you've got 1, 2, and 4. Yeah, which were 1, 2, and 4 were caught fairly quickly.
Oh my God.
Because again, farming community, not a big deal. And then they spent a good, hour looking for number three before somebody said, there is no number three, is there? There is no. So don't try this, okay? Do not try this. Because the key to pulling off the stunt is to not be charged with a crime. A 17-year-old student at Baker High School in New York was arrested after he sent a fax posing as the principal, announcing that he was resigning. Now, here's the funny part. So we laugh about technology. You may have noted that he sent a fax, and you're like, fax?
Fax?
I wouldn't even know where to find a fax machine.
No.
And I know that there's places where they still have to do it. Like when you get a mortgage or something, don't they still have to fax stuff?
That's so not even my job. I have no idea.
Right, no, not my jam at all.
Fax,
yeah,
no
clue. So they say, anyway, the 17-year-old sent a fax posing as the principal saying that he was resigning. And he got caught because he put his own cell number on the cover sheet of the fax. So... You know,
still
so
16.
Ha ha. So you're so technologically advanced. So he got discovered because he didn't know how faxes worked. He created fake school email accounts and used those to send the fax. He also used the accounts to try and get another student in trouble. See, here's the other thing. Don't make it personal because they'll figure you out. He tried to get another student in trouble and get private information about yet a third student. Those efforts were unsuccessful, so that's how they tracked him down. Well,
he made it so easy.
And his own number on the cover sheet, dummy. Don't put your own number on stuff. He was charged with 2 counts of criminal impersonation. I don't know what that means. He probably got out on no bail because it's New York, but whatever.
Yeah.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen on the app
every morning, taking my kids to school.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, one thing about me, Chet, that you may not know.
Yes?
Deathly allergic to cats.
You said that the other day.
Yeah.
Yes, and I noted. So now, can you not come to my house? Because we have two.
I'd have to take 48 Benadryls, but then I'll come over.
I was told, so I have another friend, my buddy Jay.
Yeah.
If you know Jay. So he can come over to the house, but the cats can't go anywhere near him, and they want to desperately, which is weird because they hate everybody.
No, cats know when you're allergic to them because they want to sit on your lap. It happens to me all the time, and I want a cat. I want to pet them.
They're like, hey, let's watch this person's face swell up.
Yeah.
It's amusing to them. Like when they stand on you in the middle of the night, they're just like, hey, I think they're sleeping. Let's go smell their breath. Great. Okay, listen, so I'm sorry. There's a reason why you said that.
Okay, sure. So cats are kind of wild. And yeah. If you're a cat person, you yes. probably think you know them pretty well. You know your cats pretty well, right? They're your cats.
Yeah, I don't like to admit to being a cat person, but we have two of them. Meow Meow, who originally was Russell Wilson. that's a long story. Because my wife said she wanted to name the cat something that I wouldn't get rid of, and that didn't age very well.
Oh, my God.
Right? And then, because I'm a Seahawk fan. And
yeah,
yada, yada.
Obviously.
Then Dorian Gray the Stray, because he's gray, and he was a stray.
And I love it.
Yeah, we're literary people in my house. That's right. Can't you tell? We have many leather-bound books. And things.
It's so distinguished.
Again, that's probably not why you asked me that.
Well, here's what I'm asking. We know their names, but do you know how many toes your cat has? Is this even something you'd ever think about?
There's a reason why you're asking me that.
Because only...
Four?
Four toes, you think?
Maybe.
Okay, listen, you're not alone in not actually knowing. 17% of cat owners got right in a recent poll when they guessed. Now, the answer's 18.
What?
10 in the front and 8 in the back is how many toes your cat has.
Oh, I didn't mean 4 on the whole cat. I know better than that.
Okay.
But 4 out of 5, yeah, but 4 out of 5 people would not know. Yeah. And I understand that. Wait, yeah. So there's more toes on the back paws than there are in the front?
There's 10 in the front
and 8
in the back.
And 8 in the back.
Yeah.
So they're front wheel drive.
Exactly.
Is what my cat is front wheel drive.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's The More You Know Before We Go. The Vatican once sent an investigator to determine if the rumor about Shirley Temple being a 30-year-old with dwarfism posing as a child was true. Why the Vatican care about that?
The Vatican.
Yeah, why are they involved? Father Masante went to visit Shirley and discovered that she was, in fact... a child. That's amazing. Italy, Germany, and England call syphilis French disease. I always joke about this. I was they're taking shots.
The shade.
Yeah, they're
God.
Russia calls it Polish disease. Poland calls it German disease. Denmark and Portugal call it Spanish disease. And Turkey calls it Christian disease.
Oh, God.
And here's what's funny. I joke about this. Because I really don't know what syphilis is. And so therefore, I'm not sure if I have it.
What's so fair is I don't either.
I would think I would know. I would think we would know. I'm just going to assume no. Because everything seems normal.
I guess we're okay.
I wouldn't know. The screenwriter who wrote Castaway spent a week alone on a deserted island for research. A volleyball washed up on shore, which is where they got the idea for Wilson. What?
Wow. That's okay. That's cool. What?
And by the way, this is why we do this bit. Because the next time you're sitting around on the weekend, freaking Castaway comes on again on TBS, and you just stop it And then you wait for Wilson to appear so that you can go, hey, you know what? There's a screenwriter spent a week on an island, the volleyball washed up, and that's where they got the idea for it. And then they're going to go, how do you know that? And you're going to go, oh, I don't know, I heard it somewhere. Yes. We're never going to get credit. You're never going to remember. But still, this is why we do these things. And we could have used this for Michaela's hometown throwdown. Every baseball that's used in the major and minor leagues is rubbed with special what from New Jersey before it's shipped or used in a game? The answer is
oil.
Mud.
Oh.
Yeah.
How do they stay so white then?
They really aren't. By the time they get into play, they've taken a little bit of the sheen.
Do
off
they?
A little bit of the shine, which is the point of the mud.
Okay, great.
Is to rough them up a little. Yeah,
okay.
It's true.
Okay, to sum it up.
Mm-hmm.
The Vatican is petty.
I suppose. Catholics don't be angry, but yeah.
Europe is shady.
And apparently syphilis ridden. Who knew? And
balls are dirty. No, not like that.
Right.
No. Uh-oh. Not like that.
Well, maybe in Europe. I don't know. This is a good time for us to leave, I think. Everybody have a great day. Look how close to Friday we are. We'll see you back here tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Hit them with it, Adrian.
Be easy, everybody.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.